Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, hour number two, Dose, Tuesday, January 19th, 2021, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, remaining hour here with Michelle Whitaker. And Friday, don't forget, Exchange Club back this week with a live panel. We think we have that confirmed. You will be here, possibly Dawson.
Yeah.
And Abby.
Were you going to say Ashley?
No, I was trying to remember her last name.
It's Chase.
Okay.
There you go.
She'll be here Friday. That'll be good. So we can argue about something. Now,
I'm sure you two will argue about anything.
Well, it's an interesting, I don't know, what would you call it? It's an interesting friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your banter.
Banter.
Yeah.
But that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody takes that personally besides her.
Stop.
No. In any event. So, what were we talking about during the break? I remember thinking that's an interesting subject.
What were we talking about? I don't know.
Lies.
Stress? Isn't everybody stressed?
Well, yeah, I think stress was one of the things. But as it relates to life.
Life.
You know, why is life so stressful?
I don't know.
People have got to be stressed.
I like to blame it on other people.
Do you? Do you have some people in particular?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what? Don't you believe that you have to make your... This is interesting. Last night, I was watching... as we'll just tell you what I watch before I go to bed. This is what puts me to sleep at night. I was watching, you know, Ken Burns, who is the famous documentarian who's done all these documentaries.
I do not watch Ken Burns.
No, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but...
No, he was being interviewed.
Okay.
About the Civil War documentary.
Yeah, I'd go to sleep too.
No, hold on. That put him on the map. And in the first 10 minutes of this, before I fell asleep, he said something interesting about all these Civil War people that he researched heavily, like Lincoln, like Robert E. Lee, like Ulysses S. Grant and Stonewall Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they are, and here's why I'm bringing it up, because I think this is why it was on. Because we all know yesterday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we know the good that he did.
Mm-hmm.
But we also learned years later, because the FBI had been bugging him for years. When I say bugging, I mean listening in
right.
on his private conversations and following
not
him
bothering.
Around. Yeah, not just bugging. They found out he did have some extracurricular activities outside of his marriage, and he did use profane language, and he was a preacher, and we don't see that side of him because we have sort of canonized him in death. But Ken Burns said something interesting, and they were talking about Martin Luther King as well as all these Civil War people, is that they're people. They do have flaws.
Well, yeah.
They do have picadillos. And that's what makes them interesting. If you were just a goody-goody all your life and all you did was good and you were a perfect person, that would not be very interesting and you probably would not achieve what you achieve. But we as a society, as Americans, we tend to concentrate on the bad. The bad is much more tabloidish. So we concentrate on the bad. Like Ulysses S. Grant, the first thing that comes to people's mind is he was a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
He was a drinker. Well, yeah, he was. He absolutely was. And he had a nanny. They called him a nanny, a soldier during the Civil War, that was just there to make sure he didn't drink too much so he could perform. And he was an alcoholic. But he was also a very smart general who became president of the United States.
So he was a functioning alcoholic.
He was if that guy hadn't been there, would he have been? I don't know. But all people have flaws, but we concentrate more on the flaw, it's always much more interesting to get the dirt on somebody than to pay attention
to the good stuff.
To the good stuff. And the big example right now, and it's one of the biggest dichotomies we have in this century, is Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
Because of clearly he did some horrible, horrible mm-hmm. stuff, but he also did a lot of good stuff.
I love that show.
Right. What's not
Am
just.
I'm allowed to say that.
Well, see,
I grew up watching Cosby Show.
I think when he's dead, I think it'll be okay again.
Mm-hmm.
The asterisk will always be there that yeah. he did these horrible things, but he also did do a lot of good things. He yeah. created a lot of scholarships. He performed a lot of benefits. He had a lot of, I mean, he did a clean stand-up act so you could bring your kids. He created a lot of good television.
Right.
So do you forget that? Just because of the picadillos of these people?
I don't know. I mean, he created the show Different World, right?
Yeah, too? The Different
and
World.
And I love that show. I watch that show all the time. I used to be almost late for my part-time job because it was on at 10 and 10:30 in the morning, and I had to be at work at 11 in college.
In college.
In college, when it's perfectly acceptable to
just skip out.
Be late to work.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think it's interesting because we look at all these people and they do have bad sides.
Yeah, like think of Full
Bill
House.
Clinton,
Aunt Becky. She just, the big college scandal.
But you know
scandal.
What? I don't. I put that in the Martha Stewart category.
Yeah, but she was. That's like the purest show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's so ridiculous to me that the government treated her like she was a drug dealer.
Like it was for her kids, but it doesn't make it right. But
no, what she did was not right.
I think my mom told me that Hallmark, like she was on Hallmark, they might give her a second chance.
Good, do it.
So that's good.
Well, but I mean, and I think she's on the cover of a magazine this week that says, I made a big mistake.
Right.
Well, good. Yeah. We all do.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, hers was just a higher level because of, I mean, she obviously has that status. She has that money. So.
Well, I will tell you, you would be surprised that when you are known at all, things that other people don't pay attention to,
mm-hmm.
people pay attention to.
Right.
And I'm always a little shocked by that. But you know what? Goes with the territory,
mm-hmm.
and you deal with it. But why? I hope her people haven't abandoned her. I mean, I don't think that's the worst thing that you could do in the world.
No. No, I'm sure it's not. I hope it's not.
No. I mean, I do believe that financial crimes of any kind, the public, people, your friends will forgive that.
Right.
Sexual crimes, that's why the Cosby situation is much more difficult.
Right. Definitely. I agree with that. Yeah. I'm guessing just her kids probably took maybe somebody's spot that legit could have been there, you know, for real. Not with the, but other than that. I mean, I get it.
Is it really a big... I mean, the Martha Stewart thing. We put Martha Stewart in prison.
I don't even remember the Martha Stewart thing, really.
Put her in prison.
I know she was in prison.
Yeah.
And I think it actually... She came out actually...
Bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah.
I mean,
they
and
did her
she's
a favor.
In collaboration with Snoop Dogg, for God's sake.
Well, they did her a favor because it made people remember Martha Stewart again.
Right.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, folks. I didn't know if you were live or exactly what person you were talking about, but I wanted to bring up Phil Spector. I'm not sure if you talked about him, but he passed away, of course. And there's someone who was certainly unusual in many ways, not in a good way, but what he's done to music is incredible. Many musicians owe their career to him. And sometimes, you know, Scott, the smarter they are, the crazier they are, which means I'm probably a lot less crazy than I think I am. So didn't know if you were discussing him at all, but... You know, someone who grew up with the music of the 70s, the guy was just amazing.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm just surprised. You know who I find less appealing than the person, and I'm not talking about Bill Cosby here, or Phil Spector, who both were accused of doing things that were not financial. But when people abandon people who they allegedly like or had a good relationship when they're accused of doing something, I think that's very fair weather because I think, well, why were you there in the first place? Did they do something to you?
People have a low attention span, and this also relates to Donald Trump too. When people get and become famous and they have power, and the president, that's about as powerful as you're going to get. They get corrupted. They change. and they just do things that you would not expect. With Donald Trump, we know we were getting someone who is kind of wacko, out of lack of a better term. And is he really any more wacko than we thought we were getting when he was running and when he was elected? Richard Nixon, I think he certainly became more wacko. But the celebrities who get into power, sometimes they lose that humility, and sometimes you're just getting something you wouldn't even totally expect. People take fame differently. Now, Betty White, maybe you talked about her. I mean, arguably, certainly, the most famous, most loved celebrity of all time, the female with the longest career. She's someone you probably would see outside walking her dog, and you could strike up a conversation with her. If it was B.C., you could. Maybe not now, but theoretically. She's someone, you don't see a loss in that humility, that she's the same person she was when 70 years ago, when she was 29 years old. So that's why she just is so loved.
But you know what's interesting? You know, from somebody I've interviewed and met Betty White in person, and
you're the interviewer to the stars. Even Tommy Lasorda. We were joking about that, and Terry said, "Have you interviewed Tommy?" And I said, "Anybody has been talked to by Scott." I didn't know if you talked to Tommy because you talked to Joe Nuxall, so I figured, and of course you have talked to Tommy Lasorda, so why would I possibly expect anything different? So.
Well, just on the Betty White note, when I met her, she was a very cordial, nice woman. There was nothing, but you know what? So were, I mean, B. Arthur, who I met in person, Phil Donahue, Kreskin. These are all big, big names, and they're all that way. In person, they're not. They're not. I'm trying to think if anybody who I've ever met that was arrogant.
I make the joke about Charlotte Ray. I mean, I don't think she was being mean with that train comment, but it was just kind of funny because it's not something you would expect to hear in the middle of a conversation. But it just depends on the person. You know, you've seen online, Scott, the list. You know, celebrities who are less, you know, the A word, so to speak, in person, and celebrities who are nice in person. And I talked with Patrick too about this because, you know, he's met a lot of celebrities. Henry Winkler, every single list puts him pretty close to the top as the nicest celebrity. I'm sure you met him also. So he's always listed as like the nicest celebrity anywhere. He certainly is a big star who's well respected. And it's always, you know, Charlie Sheen's always on that list of the not so nice celebrities. And B. Arthur, it's like kind of outspoken. Sometimes hard to deal with, but nice in person. So that's kind of consistent with what you're saying.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's certainly food for thought. Well, hey, Adam,
have you met Henry Winkler? I'm sure you have.
No, you know what? I've never had any dealings with Henry Winkler.
Well, there's the irony. See, him and John Schneider, also another person Patrick has met often and is known as being nice and well respected. And he was a good singer too. So I guess there are a few people you've missed, but you've probably seen those lists, Scott, of you know, the nicest celebrities. And Henry Winkler is always on that list, and some of them, like B. Arthur, just kind of depends upon how it's being interpreted. But people's persona do change, though, when they're in the spotlight. That's the way it is with politics also. With Donald Trump, it's like, is he really any different than he was 5 years ago? But how many of these politicians, they get their noses dirty once they're in office? And you talk about Bill Clinton, I mean, sometimes it gets better, it gets worse, and it's just an interesting study in human nature, for sure.
It certainly is. Well, hey, thanks, Adam.
No problem. Have a good show, folks.
Bye-bye. All right, don't forget, the Adam the Computer Guy show is on today from 2:10 to 3 p.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today on this station. Don't miss those programs. And again, if you have anything to say, feel free, 740-383-9944. But, I think that I don't understand. If I heard something bad about you.
Right.
Or you were accused of doing something bad, I would ask you about it first.
Right.
I would say, okay, what's this all about?
Mm-hmm.
And you would give an answer. And if I believe that it was, I'm a big forgiver, though.
Me too.
I understand people get in situations that I could easily fall into.
People make bad decisions.
Yeah, nobody's perfect all the time.
No, not everybody.
So
a few of us.
A few of us.
I'm just kidding.
A few of us. But, you know, it's silly because I don't know that... isn't that part of the life experience, the bad?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you mess up.
You
Everybody
do.
Everybody messes up at some point. I mean, I did a lot of stupid things when I was younger. I will say that. Dumb, stupid, but
you didn't think so at the time.
Yeah, there's a couple things that was like, stupid, that was dumb. But you have a choice whether you're going to learn from it or do it again. And I learned from it.
But do you have any regrets about it?
I mean, it didn't hurt anybody per se. So, I mean, I don't really. But if it had hurt somebody or, you know, yeah, you would regret it, like, because someone else got hurt. But it didn't affect anybody else but me.
You know, in the COVID age, this is a completely horrible thing to think about. But, you know, I had heard that somebody used to chew their significant other's gum. I mean, I still don't. That blows my mind as a thing. That's one of those moments.
I'm sure at some point I did chew some ABC gum.
No, you didn't.
I think so.
People don't do that.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
I think in high school, maybe. I dated someone.
You chewed their gum?
I had a boyfriend for like the same boyfriend for 3.5 years. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, but what is it about chewing somebody's gum?
I didn't have any.
So you had to take the gum out of their mouth?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't think, you know what? I don't think that was the thing.
It was.
Like, no, it was not.
I mean, it wasn't like you did it, like, I'm going to chew somebody's gum today. It just happens.
Do they hand it to you?
I don't know.
Because you did not do this.
You never exchanged your gum?
No. No, no, no. You can put me down in the no column on that one. Big capital
There's
letters.
There's different ways to exchange gum, Scott.
Well, I understand how it might have happened, but yeah. A kiss.
A kiss.
Yeah, an open mouth kiss.
Yeah, I think I've definitely done that.
You think? Oh, that's so disgusting.
I guarantee the other person has done that.
But do you know what they're doing with their gum in the mouth?
She's making me laugh.
That's so awful.
They're chewing it. It's not like you have, like, food bites in it or anything. This is pre-corona.
You might.
This is pre-corona.
You might. Some people chew their gum through a donut in the morning.
I don't. I don't know. You know, I used to chew gum and smoke a cigarette, though, when I smoked.
Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? you were really on a high there.
It's like multitasking. You keep good breath while you're smoking a cigarette.
Is that what that was for?
This was college, though.
Like, yay.
I don't smoke anymore. It's expensive and bad for you.
But do you miss it?
If it wasn't expensive and bad for you and didn't, I don't like the smell of it. I would totally smoke a cigarette every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
What does it do for you? I never smoked.
Well, it's got nicotine in it, so it kind of makes you... I don't know what it does for me. That's a good point. Like, it does make you a little... are we allowed to say buzzy on morning radio?
Well, yeah, I've heard people...
It gives you a little buzziness.
Well, I've heard people say it made them lightheaded.
Well, that's kind of
yeah,
buzzy.
Like a buzzy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what...
I couldn't even... That has no appeal to me.
No, I mean, not anymore. It doesn't, really. Like, it's really expensive now.
Well, it didn't when I was younger. You know, you would see the kids standing across the street smoking off school grounds, and I thought, why would you want to stand outside?
Max.
Yeah. Why would you want to stand outside?
I wasn't that smoker. Like, I didn't have to smoke. Like, I was the social, like, this was college, you know. If there's a time to do it, college is the time.
Is that when?
Well, you know, if there's a time to be stupid, college is the time.
Well, you know what? Drinking becomes also a thing for people. Now, I'm okay with drinking in moderation.
That was the goal when I was like 20 and 21. What were we drinking?
See, but here's the thing about the drinking. Okay, if you're drinking to like have a drink because you like the taste of it.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're drinking maybe once a year to celebrate something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're having one with a meal because you like it with that meal. I'm totally okay with that.
Right.
No problem at all. If you're drinking to eliminate stress and or depression, which is all, that's a problem.
Which alcohol is a depressant.
Exactly.
No, I, like in college, I liked beer, so I liked the taste of beer, and I even, as poor as I was, would not drink the lowest of the low beer, so I did have a preference, even though I was completely poor. It was either I was drinking what I liked or I wasn't drinking.
Well, you just can't drink to run away from a problem.
Well, no. And I'm sure there's people that do that.
Oh, they all? A good majority do it.
Gosh, I haven't had a drink for... It's been like about 2 months, over 2 months. I haven't even had, like, every once in a while I don't mind having like a drink, but I don't.
See, I have all this alcohol at home.
Like, do you?
Yeah, because I don't drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right. It's just there.
Yeah, like in the summer sometimes, I definitely like to enjoy a little cocktail like in the evening when it's nice outside. And
I had a drink on New Year's Eve.
Did you? I didn't. I had a massive migraine on New Year's Eve.
You should have had a drink.
I did not. That would just give me a worse headache.
I had, what was it? It was from the winery at Put-in Bay. Heinemann's. Heinemann's. I had Heinemann's.
We're getting once a year. I drink on Sunday before noon. It was amazing.
Well, I mean, like I said, you know, I'm not anybody's parent. I'm just saying that you do have to at some point analyze why you're drinking. And it's not even so much the drinking that's the problem, because as long as you don't drive drunk or do that sort of thing, I think it's okay. But if you're figure out what the problem is, why you need to drink, because mm-hmm. what you really need to solve is the problem.
Well, I think in college it's definitely like a social thing. That's what you do, like, you know, that's what kids. It's just like social, what you do. Everybody's normally drinking or doing some kind of something to get you. So that's just college.
Well, like I say, as long as it's not to fulfill a problem, then right. I'm okay with it.
Oh, right. Like, yeah, and I didn't do it in college because I had a problem. That was just what we did. You wanted to go out, have a drink. You turned 21. Never drank underage, ever. Honestly, well. I really didn't drink till I was 20, though. I didn't drink in high school, didn't smoke a cigarette, didn't do anything in high school, nothing.
Then you went to college.
Then I went to college.
And you decided training wheels off.
Yeah, pretty much. But pretty
Did it
much
turn out well for you?
Honestly, I mean, I graduated.
Well, I don't know if that's the litmus test of did it all turn out okay.
There's some people that don't make it through and graduate. Got a degree. I did okay. Yeah. It was fun. Like, I had a good time.
I was telling somebody the other day that I liked college better than I liked high school.
Me too.
Yeah. I wish they'd have a college reunion. I'd rather be around those people than the high school people.
I definitely liked college. High school was okay. I don't know. It was just... It was early. Let's talk about how early it was. I hated getting up and being there early.
Do you notice how some people peak, though, in high school? I feel sorry for the people who peak in high school. Like, if you are very, very popular in high mm-hmm. school, it's hard to repeat that.
Right.
Because for the rest of your life, any mistake you make, mm-hmm. people will say, oh, I cannot believe that person who was so popular. Like, if you're the homecoming queen.
Right.
That's the story.
Yeah.
That the homecoming queen did something awful, you know, or the president of our class. Don't peak in high school.
Yeah,
this is advice.
I was not on homecoming court. I think our other partner was
she?
There was.
Oh, I'm sure
she
was.
Maybe. I don't know. Were you?
I've heard stories.
I know our president of our class, she got booted out of our president, as our president, because she got in trouble her senior year. So there's that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So who's organizing your reunions now?
You know what? It's none of our class officers whatsoever. It's just random people that get on Facebook. And the one girl that did it, I don't think she's a class officer. And she did a really good job for our 20-year reunion. And that was a lot of hard work. Like, I don't think people realize how hard of work it is trying to keep in contact and, you know, get a hold of everybody and find people and everything.
Well, I wouldn't want to do it.
Right, and she did a really good job, so...
I don't even want to go.
Yeah, I went to the 20. Have I been to... I did not go to 15, I don't think. Maybe. But I've been to all the other ones. The 5 year is the most fun, because you're still, like, young, and that's, like, you know, before kids normally, and everybody's just... And everybody's legal to drink.
You know, though, I think, though, when the people in high school who are, you know, highly popular, everybody knows them in the school, I think that it's a lot of people feel that there's an ego to those people. I don't know if there is or not. I don't know if there's an ego to them, but I think what there is an over kindness. I think they're kind to everybody, and that's why they become popular.
Maybe. I don't know about that. I was a class officer my junior year, and I did it just... This is horrible. I just wanted to see if I could win. Like, because I didn't really... Even though I cheered, I was a cheerleader, but I really didn't talk to a lot of people. And it wasn't because I was mean. It was I was probably a little more shy, and I just didn't talk a lot, you know? And people... I think people thought I was mean because I was on a cheerleader, but it wasn't that at all. I was just kind of shy. So I was very misunderstood. I know a couple people told me, oh, I thought you were like stuck up. No, I just
you
didn't
were just
talk.
Shy.
I was shy. Yeah.
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 Not standoffish.
No. Like if you come up and talk to me still to this day, like I don't know you, I'll probably talk your ear off. If I'm sitting at the counter at work, I talk someone's ear off. I don't even know.
And that's coming up in what, a month and a half?
It's like what's today's date? The 19th? Oh, it's like a month. The Jersey's opening the 17th. I try not to open.
Of February.
Yes. And I try not to open when they're opening, you know. Like everybody deserves their own little opening few days. I think so. I would love to open around then too. But I don't want to. I don't know. I just don't want to take it away from their opening.
You're saying not the 20th then?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I gotta watch
the 18th.
I gotta watch the weather.
You open up on Thursday, right?
Did we open Thursday last year?
Well, that's what you told me. You said you never open on a Monday or a Tuesday.
No, I don't open on a Monday or Tuesday. That's a slow day. I don't know when I'm opening. I got to fill out the weather a little bit more. It's supposed to be cold coming up here. It's like
20s. Don't think you're going to know that far in advance.
I know that, but I try to see the trend.
I know
I'll
that from
this.
Experience. I was there last year.
I never did a good opening weekend ever. Like, it's always the weekend before. We'll be like, in the 50s, you know how we always get that little few days in the 50s? I never get that. It's 30 and cold and snowy.
Now, what are you going to do this year if I come on opening night? Preventative measures.
I'm going to have heaters out there for you. The reason it's so cold inside is because the car hops have to keep opening the door up. I shut that door 8 million times a day.
But what can we do for the little two-hour period that I'm there?
What do you mean, what can we do?
Well, because last year there was nothing. It was just bad. It was a good experience, but it was a very cold night.
It was cold.
Yeah.
So what do you mean, I'll have heaters for you?
I don't know. What do you do to stay warm?
I can have heaters for you. You want to work?
Do I want to work? Like industrial heaters?
I have good heaters for Stewart's up front. We run them.
And you just, that night that we were there all freezing to death.
It makes you feel any better. It used to be colder in there.
So that night we were there all freezing to death, you had heaters in the building and did not turn
them on. Were you
really
that cold? Because I wasn't that cold.
What did you think?
I wear leggings, though, under my pants when we first opened because it's so cold.
I had never been in the lobby till that moment.
Oh, well, you got to prepare yourself better.
I don't think anybody who was there that night was prepared.
Oh, boy.
Because everybody was talking about the cold.
See, we suffer through that for almost 2 months for people.
Right, but you know what you're getting into. See, we didn't.
Yes. I'm just delighted that I don't have to go outside and car hop anymore.
But you've done it.
I have done it, and cold, cold, cold. And I remember one time it was like 17 degrees outside, and I think I took home like $10 in tips that day. And we were kind of busy.
Well, all I'm saying is that none of us who were on the opposite side of the counter that night were aware that it was going to be that cold inside.
Well, you should have went and sat in your car. It has heat.
And did the broadcast from the car?
Sure.
No, that would not have worked.
Well, we'll put heaters. Maybe it will be warmer. Let's think.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed that
I'm
we get
I'm just saying,
the 50
are we going
to
have a plan B? Because
not
we had
yet.
No plan B last year.
My mom said, dress for the weather.
Well, I did. I thought there would be heat inside.
Oh, Abby was absolutely numb.
I'm telling, we all were.
At the root beer stand, we're always providing a great, comfortable
We were all cold. But I mean, how cold was it? It was a cold night.
It was probably like 20-something.
I bet it was in the 20s.
Yeah, we freeze.
It was very cold.
When we first open, it's cold. I tell the kids, dress for the weather.
Because I remember when we were all leaving, which would have been like 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I remember going out to the car and... We couldn't even talk in the parking lot. It was so cold, you just wanted to get in your car.
Right.
Yeah, it was bad.
I know. I'm there some days, and I'm like, can't wait to get home because it's so cold.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm just saying, Let's have a plan B.
Like, that's, and people wonder sometimes why we close at 7. It's when that sun, especially if that sun starts, when that sun goes down, because the sun does keep it a little bit, like, feels like it's warmer. I'm like, okay, we're done. When my toes are freezing and these kids are freezing, we're leaving.
But it was a fun night. It was historic.
See, it was. Abby, like, the heat hurt.
Well, you know how it
I'll
is.
I'll make sure I have more space heaters this year.
I don't think there were any last year.
There weren't any out front.
No.
I wasn't ready. I was busy. We're busy that first night. First day.
I don't remember it being all that busy when I was there.
Oh, what?
I mean, it was cold. I don't think people were out.
They were out.
I was there.
I can show you the sales.
I don't know.
They were there.
I don't know. Here's what I remember about that night. I remember doing the broadcast. Mm-hmm. I remember I ate a chicken sandwich, I think.
Yep.
And I remember trying to go back and forth between the people that were around me, because you had to turn your back to mm-hmm. the people when you were talking to them.
Yeah. Well, we're not very big inside either.
No, it was just a different... You know, I have a picture from that night, I think, of all of us together.
Yeah, you do.
And you can tell we all look cold. All you got to do is look at that picture.
I think I wear a hat for about 2 months straight and a coat, the same coat, when we're open. Like, I'm dressed the same every day.
I think everybody in that picture has gloves mm-hmm. and a hat and a coat yeah. on, and that's inside.
Yeah, I wear a hat, like, every day. And that's me working inside, yes. Like, I do trays when I'm working in the kitchen, and it's cold right there. Like, if you're all the way in the back, it's not as cold. The fryers have the good spot. The fryers have the good spot because they have the air in the summer and the heat in the winter.
It was cold yesterday at the, or Sunday, at the rally down in Columbus.
Oh, you looked cold. I saw
it was
those pictures.
Cold.
I saw all your pictures, and you looked cold.
It was snowing.
I was wondering why you didn't have a hat on.
Well, because when you put a hat on, it's hard to do a video. It's hard. You don't want a hat on.
I wear hats all the time.
In the videos?
I don't take videos.
Well, see, I had to do a
video. I had a hat on last year in the picture.
Pictures are okay.
Okay.
But in a video, I don't know that a hat is the best thing to have on, but, you know.
My mom said the heat's in the kitchen.
What do you want me to do, the broadcast from the kitchen? Well, I'll go back to the kitchen.
There's a spot in the kitchen, but no, it's crazy back there on opening day. It's nuts. You should have done a broadcast on our last day. It wasn't cold.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
It wasn't cold outside.
Making fun of your Halloween decorations.
Hey, listen, it was fun. I would have stayed open later, but I was running out of workers. They have sports. And
I told you I want to work the intercom.
Oh, you want to take an order?
I just want to do. I'd like to sit there for like an hour taking orders.
Yeah, I honestly, here's what happens with me. I hate to take orders, but then if I know sometimes I just get stuck taking the orders, then I get like into taking the orders. Right. And if we're really busy, I like will take my time taking the orders. So it stretches it out, taking the orders a little bit. Like, don't talk real fast.
Well, see, because I have never worked at a place where orders were taken like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be fun to do that.
I don't mind taking orders. Every once in a while, I'm not in the mood to take orders, though. So, yeah, it's not bad. We'll see.
They'll
be here before we know it.
We'll see.
We'll see if you can take an order. No, you have to learn the buttons.
Oh, the buttons?
It's very complex.
Is it?
Yes.
I think I'd make good progress.
You have to know what goes on the sandwiches and...
Ketchup.
No.
Do you want ketchup on that?
We don't have one sandwich that comes with ketchup.
But as I say, would you like ketchup on that?
Well, you ask if they would like anything on that.
What would you like on that?
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
I could do it.
You got it.
I'm in.
All our cheeseburgers complain. You tell us what you like on it.
But what do you have? Onions, tomato, lettuce?
The norm. Right. Mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle.
Well, that's good.
Barbecue sauce, honey, mustard,
made
ranch.
Made fresh every day.
Bacon, cheese.
The whole bit.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you think that people are in general unhappy? Because this is an unhappy time of year for a lot
We're
of people.
We're taking a turn now.
We did. We took a turn there. Did you feel it?
Cheeseburgers.
That'll knock your head off.
Unhappy.
It'll knock your head off.
Why do I think people are unhappy? Well, never worked in a food place. Train her in the kitchen. It's winter one. It's gloomy outside.
I'm talking about in general. People are unhappy. Not because of the weather.
You
the
think
weather is always
people are just unhappy in general.
I think
are you
people,
unhappy?
No, I'm okay. I'm in a very good mood.
Do you think it's because it's just stressful? Like, do you think it's other people that make people unhappy?
Yes.
Do you think everybody's trying to live up to, they compare themselves to other people?
Yes.
Yes. They think the grass is always greener on the other side.
Oh, this is, now that just triggered in my brain what I wanted to talk about when we came back from the break. Money. People feel money is the key to happiness. This is the biggest misconception that there has been for many, many years in society.
Right. I don't think necessarily. Now, it definitely makes it easier to pay the bills. True, right?
But, easier to pay the bills, yeah. but
being able to pay the bills is nice.
Stress and happiness are two different things.
But the more money you make, I find people just spend more money.
Well, but I think they, you know, here's the thing I don't understand. In life, you choose what you do. You make your own decisions.
Right.
So why would you work at a job that you are not particularly happy with to make more money to do things to get away from that job? That seems to me like a vicious cycle.
I think a lot of people get stuck at a job that they they're making good money, but they don't like the job, but they stay there because of the money.
Right, and I think that's the problem.
That is the problem. But I think what happens is, one, you either accumulate too many bills so you don't have a choice where you have to stay at the job because are you going to find another job that makes that same amount? You know what I mean?
Well,
you grow accustomed to the lifestyle of having that money and then...
But you know what? I've never known somebody who got canned. I mean, when you don't have a choice any longer.
Right.
They always survive. You don't crawl up in a hole
survive.
And die.
That's true.
Go ahead, caller.
I got a question about the Wheat Beer Stamp.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no.
All right. And it's not the best, but we're a family of four, and we probably only go there 4 or 5 times a year. But we went there when they first opened, and my woman got a little bit of everything. I mean, she had 2 boxes, as a matter of fact. But she got a foot-long Coney. And she's like, the foot-long Coney had like an aftertaste. She tore off a piece. She says, here, taste it. And I tasted it. I tore a piece off and gave a piece to my mom, and she tasted it. And my woman's like, we're not going back there no more. How do I convince her to go back there? Because I do like food. I just didn't care for football.
How do you convince her to come back?
Yeah, how do I? Because, I mean, we just live right around the corner. And I love one snack food. But she's like, we're not going there. And I'm like, okay. And we haven't been there. But I like going there. But if we're driving around this morning, she'll tell me not to move here.
Oh, that's sad.
But, I mean, you guys got great food. But I will say, the footlong had an aftertaste. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird.
I don't know.
Anyway, I didn't want to complain. That's always been on my mind. We went there because, you know, I like your fried veggies and stuff like that. Your onion rings, but it's like, okay, go in there no more. Okay.
Oh, did she get and it was her that got the footlong Coney?
Yeah, it was footlong Coney. It just has the hot dog had like an aftertaste. And it really, I mean, it did. I mean,
I'll tell you how you get her back there. You say, hey, I heard on the radio that they got a new cook over there. Let's go over and see how it is.
I can try that. How about if I try it?
Give that a shot.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much other stuff to get besides a footlong Coney. So,
yeah.
And
believe me, when she goes there, she likes to try a little bit of everything. She does not care to taste. But
you
want to taste this and that, and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll get on to here. I just wanted to put that a little note here. But Scott's right. Maybe I told him they got a new cook.
That's right. Well, tell him I'll be working the window over there, and that's why she should come over there that night.
Go see Scott.
Go
what
see Scott.
What night is that, Scott?
Opening night. I'll be there opening night.
Well, when's opening night?
We don't know yet.
It'll be announced soon.
Okay.
Hey, thank
all
you.
Right. I'll keep my ears open. Thank you.
Bye-bye. See, look at that.
My mom's like, it probably was missing an ingredient when one of the workers made it.
You know, everything's not perfect. Sometimes you have a miss hit.
Yeah, and we always feel bad, so I can hardly hear him. I wish he just send it in. Like, tell us, like, we don't like this. We'll give you something else.
You know, if I was over there working the window for like an hour, you realize you'd have like a bottleneck.
You just gotta, you know, tell us.
I told you last year you should name sandwiches after people. People like that in a small community. They like that niche type of thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do they?
They do.
Okay. I'll think about that. I gotta...
What would this hurt?
I don't know. I gotta make up new menus.
I bet you would have people coming in saying, oh, I want the blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever.
Like the Travis Scott burger at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, what did Mary Ellen have when she was in there last year?
I don't remember.
Well, whatever she had, you say, you know, you come in and you say, I want the Mary Ellen. And that's what she had eaten there.
Yeah. See, when people tell me something didn't taste right, I actually do think about it. I'm like thinking, like, what?
Oh, here's probably another complaint coming down the bike. Oh, man, did you pick the wrong morning to come on?
Any complaints.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I don't know, I've been over there a long time, but when I did used to go to the Garbage Burger, do you still have that?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Oh, man, that was everything.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really popular still.
Okay, well, I'll be listening for opening night because I need to come get a Garbage Burger.
Oh, great.
Okay, see ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, look at this. Yeah. And you didn't give me any money for this at all.
I brought you breakfast.
You did bring me breakfast. You did.
And I did I come last week? No, but the week before I brought you breakfast.
The week before you came. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll be back Friday bringing lunch.
I should get paid to sit in that line for breakfast.
I don't know.
Now, they were busy today at McDonald's. They were really busy. Like, busy. Well, he was trying to give me someone else's food.
They're busy in the morning.
He was like, here's your orange juice. I'm like, that is not mine.
I was just so excited about having the newspaper delivered this morning. I have not had a newspaper delivered to me in eons.
Do they have paper boys? Girls?
I'm sure they still do.
That used to be, like, growing up, that was such just, you knew they were coming. You know, I don't ever see...
This was a good, kind person, because I didn't even know they were going to do this. And this was before 8 a.m. this morning. So they had to go to the store, get the newspaper, buy it themselves. And by the way, these papers ain't cheap anymore.
No, they're
this,
not.
What does this thing cost?
That's why I don't $1.50. Have it.
$1.50.
That's why I don't get it.
Is it $1.50?
My mom wants it, but she said it's so expensive. She
$1.50. It's $1.50. And, well, yeah, they still have home delivery, so it must be. But, and then I find out WGGH. I didn't realize I worked there, but hey.
WGGH.
Just kidding. I appreciate the article nonetheless.
No, but yeah, our menu is the same at Stewart's pretty much. We don't take away. We just add. I would never change it drastically. People would be really upset.
See, Garbage Burger is a bad name. You ought to name that for somebody.
She loved the Garbage Burger. That's a good
right,
burger.
But I mean, it's just not a good name. Garbage Burger.
People would. Can you imagine? I cannot imagine changing the name of the Garbage Burger. I don't think you realize how many are ordered.
Yeah, well, but I bet people would start calling it something else.
No, they wouldn't.
They would.
Still call it the Garbage Burger.
No, they don't want the garbage.
I still call our wings Wingdings because they used to be like Wingdings on the menu, but now they just say five-piece chicken wing.
You tried to get a sauce recipe from me last year.
I did. And you still haven't given it up.
I can't give it to you. Because...
But there's a guy that comes in and he gave it to me.
You know what? They all... But it's wrong.
No,
you
it's not.
Give it to me.
I'm not saying it online. On air.
Online. We're online.
We're before. Online.
No, the recipe was wrong because you typed it to me and
it
it's
was
not,
wrong?
It's wrong. It's wrong.
Well, you're not a very good friend not letting
me
have
it. I told you
it.
I would make it for you.
Okay, make it.
But I can't let you have it.
Is this going to be like the donut I'm still waiting for?
First of all,
it's been a year.
Let's just clear this up.
Almost a year.
We have 3 minutes. Let's clear this up in the final 3 minutes. Okay. Somebody, one morning I said, why don't we have apple butter donuts? Because I like apple butter.
Yep.
And somebody did make apple butter donuts. Mm-hmm. But they brought them to you first, even though.
No, they didn't. She did not bring them
to
me.
Well, they went to somebody else first. I remember they did not come here first. I think maybe she ate them with her family or something. But so these donuts all went down the hatch. I never got one. So then came a second batch. Now, she did bring those here, but she didn't bring one to you. Was that right?
You were supposed to bring me one.
Well, I don't
she
know
left
that
them with you
she
and
did
said, Scott, you're supposed to drop this off to her because I was working hard during quarantine.
I don't think that conversation happened. I
oh,
think you,
she's going to clear it up on Friday.
I think you asked for one.
Yeah, and she left them with you to
but
drop
she did
me
not
one
tell
off
me to bring,
on your way home.
But I did not think you were serious. Because donuts don't hold up forever.
Donuts are serious business.
Donuts do not hold up for days.
You're working and starving during a pandemic.
In any event.
So, in any event, Scott has been by several donut places
I have
since
been.
Then.
Since then, I've been donut crazy. And in that Short North Market, boy, those are some... You know, you don't... I put the picture online. Just because you don't fully realize until you're standing in front of that case how good those look.
Right, you were there. Did you get a donut?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
I commented, like, within 2 minutes of you posting that and said, I better have a donut on my doorstep at 7 a.m.
All I'm saying is those donuts looked so good. I was so... I've never seen a presentation of a donut like that anywhere.
It's fine. Now I know what I can put on my headstone. The girl that never got her donut.
Is that right? Is that what you're going to put there?
Not really, but...
You should. That'd get
never
laughs,
got a
people
donut.
Walking in the cemetery.
Scott never dropped off her donut.
And now, because of that picture... See, this is what people should really be doing with pictures on Facebook rather than selfies. Because you get stuff like this. I've learned that now there's a place called Amy's Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently on Georgesville Road. Was that what I read? I'd have to go back and read
that.
It. I think it's on Georgesville Road. And apparently they make all kinds of strange donuts.
Oh.
Like weird concoctions.
I do love donuts.
So now I've got to get to Georgesville Road. And I was just on Georgesville Road.
Oh, no.
I did the interview with Ted Williams on Georgesville Road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got to get back there now and try out this Amy's Donuts.
And buy me a donut.
Well... I wouldn't put the kit and caboodle on that, because you were supposed to bring in Dunkin' Donuts one morning, and that never happened.
I know, and just don't pay any attention to everything else I've brought you in, including lunch.
No, I pay attention to it, and I pay attention on Wednesday mornings when she brings me in things. See, I never want to say, because I don't know if people want their name on the air, but that person who brings them on Wednesday mornings,
they're
I'm always...
literally on the air.
You're right. I guess I can say that. Sure, why
post
not?
Post a picture on the air.
But I never say who.
So I'm guessing she's not shy.
No, she's not. It's Angie.
She's her love shout out.
Yeah, there you go. Angie,
there
who I think is listening this morning. Angie is great, and she brings that stuff on Wednesday morning, and I'm excited to see what tomorrow will bring. What?
Do you see what Abby wrote?
What'd she
write? Ha ha. He was supposed to give
she
you a donut.
She never said that.
Yes,
she did not say
it's
that.
It's funny us two remember the story like that.
You weren't
you
here.
You remember it differently.
You weren't
but
here.
But I probably have the text message from her that says, Scott's supposed to be bringing you a donut.
That's been doctored. Don't forget...
We need to get Angie in here with Abby, and then we can really, like, banter with you.
We're here Friday night. What are you two ladies doing on Friday night? Come in some Friday night.
I listen on Friday nights.
Well, bring old... Well, come on in. What do you live? 5 minutes away?
Probably three.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh, that'd be a real...
I could walk here in the summer.
It'd be a real stretch.
I mean, I live on South Greenwood.
Because there's no football going on Friday nights now.
I don't watch football anyway. I don't care.
No, didn't Abby go to football
games? Oh, yeah, but that's been over for a while now.
Well, but she used to bring me things like pops and Abby, I'm talking about, mm-hmm. used to bring pops and donuts and blueberry.
We need Abby to make the blueberry stuff
blueberry,
again.
Blueberry dumplings.
On your
blueberry
birthday.
Dumplings.
I can announce that right now.
Yeah, blueberry dumplings. And what else was there? There was blueberry dumplings. She made something else. Oh,
a sausage gravy.
Don't even bring that
biscuits.
Up. Okay, it's time to end the show now.
Yum.
We're done now.
That was a funny day.
Now listen, tomorrow, big guest tomorrow morning, which I'm not going to announce until tomorrow morning, 8 to 10, live on this station. Don't miss that. It's inauguration day.
Mm-hmm.
Today, for everybody who does like Donald Trump, and I'm sincere in this, this is his last day as president, so enjoy it. It's the way it goes.
You know, it is.
In noon tomorrow, there will be a new president. And so
you're
you're on the opposite side, enjoy that.
Yeah.
That's the way it'll go. So special guest tomorrow, and then you and Abby and possibly Dawson will be in on Friday.
Yep.
Angie will be in on Friday night. Thursday, Heloise, with all kinds of helpful hints, I'm sure, as we head into Valentine's Day.
We're going to talk about the donut on Friday.
Why doesn't somebody bring donuts? Bring a dozen Dunkin' Donuts, and we will... What?
I you know, I prefer other donuts besides Dunkin'.
In Marion?
Yeah.
I like the lemon filled or glazed.
Andrews makes a great lemon filled donut. It's so good.
Get a dozen and so bring some beverage.
Yeah.
Because donuts are hard to eat without a beverage.
I like donuts and a coffee. You don't drink coffee,
I don't
do you?
Drink coffee, no. I would do tea, hot tea.
Oh, you like hot tea?
I like hot tea.
I love hot tea.
But none of that green tea or anything. Just tea. Just tea.
We have so much not to that, discuss
not,
now.
Not that upper crust classified Starbucks, whatever it is.
You realize you can buy green tea at the grocery store and it's not
well,
Starbucks.
I understand, but it's not a latte, luti, what do they call their stuff over there? Grande.
They have all kinds of stuff.
Lymph node. I have no idea what they call that stuff over there.
I mean, but Abby just gets an iced tea at Starbucks.
She'll make something for Friday, Abby says.
Oh, she's going to make something.
We'll see.
I love when Abby makes stuff. Well, it's always good.
I can't say always good, but that's just... No, but that's just my taste buds because I don't like sausage gravy. That was the only strikeout that I've remembered.
Oh, well, that it wouldn't matter who made that, though.
Right, right. That's not on her.
Right.
But to my knowledge, she's only made the blueberry things and the... donuts.
I think her donuts, those one donuts were really good that one time. The first batch she made when we were all here.
Oh, that's right. She did bring donuts.
Ones, those were,
oh, yeah. Those were good. Those were good. She should have iced them, though, with strawberry icing. We're out of time. We've got to get off the air.
Okay.
All right. I'll be back tomorrow. Inauguration Day. Don't miss that for love nor money. Adam at 2 o'clock today and Linda at 4 p.m. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
262-8810. Facebook page, Mimi's Party Zone in Balloons.
Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WWGH, Radio 107.1 FM.
Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website, williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page, @ Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue, phone number 74387-90.